Okay, you're talking about a hypothetical, and this is where someone like Lindsey Graham, Republican congressman from South Carolina, has got himself wrapped around the axle. He's
one of the Republicans who's spoken skeptically of your anti-tax pledge. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, his anti-tax pledge. He made a commitment to the people of South Carolina. If he wants to tell them that he's changed his mind and he is not honoring his commitment to them, he can. He doesn't have an argument with me on this. He has an argument with the people of South Carolina. But he has made it very clear, and we've had a long conversation about this because I was trying to figure out what he was talking about, which is he imagines that the Democrats will agree to fundamental reform of entitlement, something they haven't done in, 60 years, something Obama could have done for the first 2 years of his presidency with a supermajority of Democrats. So he didn't do it. But we imagine that they're going to. We imagine a pink unicorn. Now, if you had a pink unicorn, how many dollars in taxes would you raise to trade for the pink unicorn? Since pink unicorns do not exist in the real world, it has never occurred to me to worry about the senator from South Carolina. He's not going to vote for a deal because the kind of 10-to-1 ratio deal he's talking about with real ironclad spending cuts is never going to happen.